USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the debate over the origins of COVID-19 intensifies, there are more calls for an independent investigation into the lab at Wuhan, China, where the virus is suspected of leaking from. Republican lawmakers held a forum on Tuesday on the virus's origins, with several scientists and former members of the Trump administration testifying. Admiral Brekerar was the White House director of COVID testing during the Trump administration and told the panel that the evidence that the virus leaked from the Wuhan lab was too coincidental.
It is just too much of a coincidence that a worldwide pandemic caused by a novel bat coronavirus that cannot be found in nature started just a few miles away from a secretive laboratory doing potentially dangerous research on bat coronavirus.
The Republican members of the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus said they invited Dr. Anthony Fauci to participate in the discussion, but he declined. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
The peacekeeping force maintained by the UN could soon be facing a new problem, a lack of funding. Lance Pry has the details.
Officials and diplomats for the United Nations on Monday said the organization's global peacekeeping missions may be eliminated if the United Nations General Assembly does not reach an agreement on its $6 billion budget. Diplomats are blaming negotiating procedures, logistics, and talks that put China against Western powers for the inability to reach an agreement on funding. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And in a 5-4 ruling, the Supreme Court left the CDC's ban on residential evictions in place. The court declining to allow a federal court judge's decision to go into effect that would have lifted the ban nationwide. A group of landlords challenged the moratorium, and a federal judge sided with them in May, but put a hold on the ruling pending an appeal. The landlords then appealed to the Supreme Court, requesting that the ruling be unfrozen. The moratorium is currently set to expire on July 31st. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the search and rescue mission continues at the collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida, the effort to discover the cause of that collapse has just begun, with preliminary efforts focusing on a 2018 inspection that found cracks in concrete columns, beams, and walls in the building's parking garage. Alan Kilschheimer is a structural engineer who's been hired by the city to investigate the collapse. He tells CNBC that multiple factors may have caused the collapse and that he will be looking for the trigger.
The issue is that when you have cracks, depending on the size, the cracks alone generally are not a major cause of a problem. The reinforcing steel, when you look at rusted reinforcing steel, it'll look like a lot of rust, but rust is an expansive material on steel, so you have to wire brush the steel. You get the rust off, and you see how much good metal is left. So, you know, they all will be some of the things that possibly could have contributed to the collapse in some form or another, but you have to find the trigger also of what actually precipitated the collapse.
And the Edmonton Oilers' Connor McGregor was named the NHL's MVP Tuesday night, taking home the Hart Trophy. It's the second time McDavid has been tapped as the league's most valuable player. He was unanimously voted MVP, receiving 100 first-place votes. The only other player to win the Hart Trophy with a unanimous vote was Wayne Gretzky, following the 1981-82 season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.